98.5, the all-new Y. This is Paul Porter, as promised on our listener comment line. A candidate that I think we all should talk to, Chardo Richardson. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm well, Mr. Porter. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, politics. We see it on TV. We watch it. And to be honest, it is a tough career to want to be in. What has led you to want to serve folks here in Orlando?
Yeah, that is a very true statement, but it's passion. You know, for me, I've never been one to sit on the sideline in anything. I served the military and went into Afghanistan, some of the first tankers in there. High school, I was never one to sit back and watch kids get bullied. It's just in my nature. I had a tough grandma growing up who was from Bermuda, and she just instilled in me not to just stand by and watch. So I never really thought I would ever follow the path of politics, but there's a need for it. So yeah. I'm happy to run across the firing line.
So how come the House? Why do you think you're the choice to represent us?
Well, in federal government is where the most power lies, right? The state has power, but what we see in the federal government is they take a lot of states' power, and I'm against that. I think the states have sovereignty and they need to be respected, but federal government is where I served in the U.S. Air Force, so I know I've been in that arena at that federal level. I'd flown the vice president at one point, and I'm deeply into the Constitution, and that's a federal document, the U.S. Constitution. So it just fits for me. It's where I think I can do the most good.
Yeah, I know, man. But running, I mean, financially and just how did you put it together? I mean, politics now it seems like only big money wins, and I know about your passion. But the team that you have behind you, I know that they're inspirational too.
Yeah. So yeah, it is about money. That's what we've been told all this time, and that's what they use. I think we are in a new era. I think we are holding the pen right now, and we can rewrite it. I think we're at one of these crucial tipping points in this country that enough people believe in campaign finance reform. Enough people believe in getting money out of politics, that we have the opportunity to do it. And I'm only using individual donations. I'm not taking any corporate money, not taking any PAC money.
Okay.
So it's time we have candidates that are going to be able to serve the people that they represent. And what we see in our politics, no one can deny that the government is pretty much controlled by the wealthy and the corporations. That's the legislation that's being passed.
Yep.
It's not helping us. Medicare for all is the solution. A single payer healthcare system like Medicare for all is the solution to many of our problems, yet they're not pushing it. They're not getting it done. You know, and it's because the lobbyists and how much money they spend on these politicians. So it's no longer legislating for the people. It's legislating for who fills your coffers first.
Yeah, Chardo Richardson is our guest. What do you think are some of the keys before we let you go that'll benefit us most right here in Central Florida?
Well, one, Medicare for all. That's wildly important to across this nation, but it helps us too. I talk to people constantly, and just to hear their premiums is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just can't
trust me,
it.
I know.
yeah, and all of us have a story of that, you know. And I do know a lady that I won't share her name, but literally she's on prescription meds, which America pays the highest cost of any other industrialized country in prescription medication, and she literally has to get a payday loan whenever she has to buy meds because she just can't afford it. And that is a problem. They've taken the power away from us. So we can't even negotiate. Medicare cannot even negotiate pharmaceutical prices therefore we pay the most out of any other country in pharmaceutical costs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, it's, and our healthcare is gone up continuously by trillions of dollars. We're at $3 trillion nationally in healthcare.
Wow.
That's a ridiculous amount of money. But, and renewable energy is important to us. Also, right here in this district, I think College for All is wildly important because we have a high graduation rate, but yet we have these young adults and adults that aren't going to college, aren't furthering themselves, or trade schools. And I'm not saying you have to have an education or a bachelor's to be anything,
yeah,
but the opportunity needs to be there. I'll tell you, there was a young man when I was in law school. He wrote me out of the blue. He found my name on the law school website, and he said, I want to talk to you. Do you think I should go to law school? Bright man, bright, paralegal, very well put together. And he just, the only reason he didn't want to go fulfill his dream was the cost. That's it.
Yeah.
That was the only thing. And that's the only barrier to changing our fate. And lastly, the $15 an hour. We need it. Many of our folks here in Central Florida work in the service industry.
Yes.
And they deserve $15 an hour. I'm a director for Seminole Uniserv, which is the public schools unions here in Seminole County. And we took $15 to our lowest, $15 wage was our proposal for our lowest paid individuals in the school district. I mean, we didn't succeed on it, but we did get a good salary bump. But we want $15 for them too.
Yeah, I understand the fight. Chardo Richardson, our guest. Where can everybody find information? Facebook, website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easy. Chardo2018.com is the catch-all. If you go there, you can see at the top, you can click any of my social media. You can find me on Facebook, Chardo. Just type in Chardo Richardson. Twitter, Chardo 2018, and Instagram, I think I'm Chardo Richardson 2018 on there. But Chardo2018.com is the best place to go. You'll find out more about me. You'll find out my history and advocacy and championing the causes for the people.
And you have a long history, too. I've been doing a lot of work. Hey, this is off topic.
Mm-hmm.
What type of music do you like, Chardo?
Oh, man. I like hip hop. I like hip hop.
Okay.
Like jazz. Some jazz when I come home at the end of the night is relaxing.
Okay.
I like all music though.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to see where those ears were. All right. Chardo Richardson, our guest, man. Thank you. You know you got a home here at 98.5 The Wire, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.